This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, listen.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Listeners, if you like what you hear and want to support the pod, we have a handy-dandy Patreon just for you. Each week we release mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, bloopers, behind-the-scenes content, merchandise discounts, thirst traps. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a frothy little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Single men have a stronger scent than married men. A recent Australian study of pheromones asked 82 heterosexual women to smell the t-shirt sweat of 91 different men, 45 married guys and 46 singles. As predicted by scientists, the BO of single men was rated as smelling stronger than that of married men. They believe that the difference has to do with hormones that play a role in mate-seeking behavior.
A University of Nebraska study found that one-third of women aren't into sending nudes. They asked the women what their motivation was for sending racy photos, and more than one-third of participants said they felt it was an obligation or inherent part of being in a romantic relationship. Others found it to be a power move, helpful in a long-distance relationship, or just generally validating. Whatever the reason, only send them if you want to.
A carjacker interrupted a Brazilian couple having sex in the backseat of their car. Security footage reveals three thieves approaching a parked car in a suburban street. The thieves pulled the two naked lovers from the car and then proceeded to drive away. However, before they disappeared, they were kind enough to toss out the couple's clothes. Imagine giving that police report.
And in other news, we were nominated for an AVN Award. That's right. The very first year they decided to nominate adult podcasts, we were nominated. Thank you so much to the AVNs. We're so thrilled to be nominated with such other cool sex-positive podcasts.
Thank you, AVN.
So today's topic.
Yes.
This is one that crosses over between the porny and the YouTube space, which is always kind of fascinating to me, you know, like reaction is kind of similar, but
ASMR.
Which actually also sort of overlaps with mukbang.
Yeah. Yes, it's mukbang.
It's mukbang. I said it.
Yes.
Slipped it in there.
Yes. If you guys don't know, it's an eating show.
Basically, yeah, mukbang is a portmanteau of Korean words, basically like the word for eating and the word for broadcast. Combined makes mukbang, which we're obviously pronouncing with the American cultural stank
meaning
on it.
Like eat cast, eat show.
Yeah.
Huge
YouTube trend.
Yes. Hugely popular in Korea.
Started in South Korea around 2010, which I didn't know. That feels like somehow that feels more recent than I expected. I think only because like reaction videos go back 40, 50 years.
But now it's so popular that it's even like on cable channels.
Yeah.
Individuals who stream mukbang are called broadcast jockeys, BJs.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It's just a, which is also just like a Korean term for a vlogger that we don't see here, but we should use. We should take that on.
A study conducted by Seoul National University found that within a 2-year time frame from April 2017 to April 2019, the term mukbang was used in over 100,000 videos from YouTube.
Wow.
And this article also said that it like kind of like helps alleviate the feelings of loneliness associated with eating alone.
Yeah, that's a big part of the trend is that like because of just demographic trends, like more people live alone. And so they watch mukbang videos, like presumably to just like eat with someone and to like have company, you know, like I put the TV on in general, but it's a funny specific thing to be like,
Yeah.
But I'm watching on the TV is like eating, and few big mukbang stars on YouTube have said their fans right in to say like, thanks, it's so nice to eat with you. You know, that they it's lovely to enjoy a meal, you know?
Yeah. It's really wild because if you watch a mukbang video, I mean, there's a lot of arguments in online that say like it's sort of food porn because it is extremely exaggerated. Mm-hmm. The sounds, especially just like in porn, like we're really highlighting the sounds of like lip smacking, sloshing, stirring.
Yeah. That's where that ASMR comes in, is like
it's multi-sensory.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's a sensory heightened. Overload. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also like, I mean, I was going to talk just about like who the stars often are and like what those trends are too, because that's kind of fascinating to me, if even a little problematic. But a lot of times it's like very petite, skinny.
Oh, sure.
Girls or like male models sometimes.
Hot people.
Hot people. Conventionally hot, conventionally tiny. You know, like there's a built-in tension to it that's just like funny because I borders on problematic because it's so many petite, tiny people eating massive amounts of food. You know, like some of these YouTubers will establish a reputation for eating between 5,000 and 20,000 calories in a meal that you watch them eat on your YouTube. You know, like,
yeah.
What the funny response to that, too, though, is that more recently there's been trends in mukbang where people actually deliberately eat very little amounts, or they eat like very politely and, you know, like they sort of subvert the genre from within it, which I think is interesting, you know?
Yeah.
That the genre is like reacting to itself.
There's also sort of like, because they can interact with fans, it's similar to like camming, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of crossover between mukbang and porn.
Yeah. And I was going to say too that like the monetization of mukbang is really interesting because like in South Korea, it's largely donations. Like it's people will actively like gift money during the like live stream or during the video stream of like someone eating.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, like advertisement and sponsorship and like that kind of, or just like getting paid to go on a certain platform, or like that kind of thing is built into it too. But yeah, it has a lot of like cam show vibes of like someone basically like tipping for the show as it's happening.
Right. It's also like you're seeing them in sort of like a vulnerable state or like a private setting, you know, like when you're eating with someone, like food.
It feels intimate, right?
I love food. I love food.
Yeah, I love food.
I love food. I love eating with someone. It is an intimate, it's a bonding experience, you know? Like when you eat good food, there's like a euphoria or like an ecstasy feeling, you know? Yeah. Like a sort of like orgasmic experience when you're eating good food.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, I definitely see the connection between the two.
Mm-hmm. The sort of adjacent stuff.
Right. And I'm sure if you look at like what someone's brain looks like there's probably some like synapses that are firing that are very similar.
Yeah. Pleasure centers, you know?
Yeah.
That all makes sense. That all tracks to me.
Yeah. There's a POV aspect of it as well that is very
similar. It's a little voyeuristic, you mean? Like kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very voyeuristic. Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting too, because I feel like mukbang hasn't like taken over the porn space, but like all things, like if it exists on the internet, there's a porn version of it, you know?
Yeah. We actually kind of had a hard time finding videos for this as opposed to just like watching a regular mukbang and being like, is this porn, you know?
Yeah. Like, is this sexually charged, you know? Yes, like, which I almost feel like there's more mukbang that has an implied sexual undertone, even if you're not seeing anyone
sucking on things,
genitals,
swirling things around, lip smacking, you know, the shininess of stuff, you know, and the wetness. But yeah, it was kind of hard to find. I thought there would be more stuff of like people like eating food and fucking at the same time. But there wasn't.
Yeah. Like I think I thought it would get closer to splashing. Like the food would be more involved.
Yeah.
In some of the stuff that we were digging through. And I don't think we found like the perfect mukbang video. So I'd almost encourage if anybody's out there like loves this genre.
There's gotta be like content creators. Yeah.
Yeah. Feel free to share that with us for maybe a mukbang follow up someday. But yeah, you'd think the food would be a bigger part of the kink.
Right.
And in the video that we will talk about on the other side of the break, there's elements, but it's the food is abandoned pretty quickly. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we use the first half of a traditional mukbang YouTube video, and then we just turn it into porn as opposed to sort of letting
combining
the genres bleed
two.
Into each other. Yeah.
One last thing I want to say about like the how they're so similar is that when both of them are doing a good job, you want what's on the screen.
Sorry, how, which both? Who's both?
Mukbang and porn.
So
when they're both
sorry.
Examples of like when there's a good porn or a good mukbang video, like you, the viewer, want what's on the screen.
Yes. When you're watching good porn, you want to have that sex. When you're watching right. good mukbang, you're like, I could really fuck with an onion ring right now.
Yeah. Or you're want you're getting the sensation, you know, like you can almost imagine the sensation. Like when I watch a good porn, it's like, oh, yeah, I can. I know what that feels like, you know?
Yes. And when you're watching good mukbang, you're yeah. like, I love eating
I
this
bet
seafood ramen
those noodles
right now.
Would feel like yeah. that. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the visual representation of it.
Yeah.
Is so, you know, it's just done so well that like you can sense it.
Yeah. And yourself. Just like in porn, there's like production elements that support or hinder that. Like mm-hmm. if someone's using too much sound, maybe that puts you off. Like if it's too slurpy or like what right. have you, it might not be good. For certain people, but there's like a sweet spot that certain creators have hit of like
right.
the food looks good, the company's fun and nice, and
yeah,
I just want to imagine eating this delicious food with this delicious person is like yeah. a goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I'm with okay. you. I'm right here. We're holding hands. Everything's good.
You always stress me out when you're like, explain.
No, I just, that was my brain fart. I just genuinely was like, which both?
Where?
Like, which
where
two
are
things
we
are we
brain?
Talking about? Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you now. I'm caught up. I like it. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do it.
Okay. Stoner mukbang and fingering finish.
Oh.
Sounds nice. I mean, that one, I'm honestly. Like, let's get high, let's snack, yeah. and then play with my pussy.
Sounds great.
But like, just don't have crummy fingers, you know?
Yeah, that's where my,
don't
men,
have
my mind
fingies.
Went. Yeah, I was yeah. like, oh, God.
That's part of the challenge of mukbang porn, though, is like.
I know.
You're bringing food into the boudoir, so like.
Dangerous.
How much mess do we want in that sense?
Well, everyone's, you know? I'm worried about everyone's pH balance.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know if I need a UTI for this. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Never. Topless mukbang, pizza and tits. Simple,
that's
straightforward.
Great. Innovative. Like, that's combining the genres in a way that
yeah,
I can
like,
get behind.
I bet naked mukbang is huge, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just eating naked, like, almost yeah. is enough for me, you know?
God, I should be doing that as my side hustle.
Honestly, I would support
I love
it.
Food. I love
I mean,
food.
You know, I support you in all things, but, like, I think yeah. you'd really. Yeah. I think you would be great at that and you would enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Things to consider. Things. You know, it's a new year, new you. Yeah. Maybe you knew you as a topless mukbanger. Piggy eating cake in car.
I love it when anyone's referred to as a piggy.
Yeah. Why is that so endearing?
This is funny.
Yeah.
A piggy.
There's nothing sweet about it. Like, it doesn't even feel like
I know.
Insulting, I guess, just to me personally. It's like sweet. I'm like, oh, the piggy's yeah. eating cake, you know?
Little
like,
piggy.
Have a nice time with your cake in your car.
That's me on a dark day. Sucking off five guys mukbang video.
Okay.
It makes me think of five because I think there's a play on like five guys.
Five guys.
Five guys.
What's
burgers.
Funny, I went there with sucking off. I was like still thinking about seafood and I was like, are we like sucking shrimp shells or something like that? You know? I don't know.
Shrimp shells.
I was really trying to make it work.
Yeah.
It was like succulent seafood involved. It was yeah. oysters or something.
Slurp.
Working on my winter belly.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it just dips just barely into like fetism or like gaming.
Yeah, fetism.
Fetish,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
sure.
is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Eating a burger and burping mukbang. I did have to burp though. I really did have to burp.
I believe it.
And then I saw it and I said I gotta say that one.
And I'm proud of you for using it. That's staying in for our producer. Okay. I have two more.
Uh-huh.
Eat the escargot naked. Mukbang video, second part.
You know something about me? I love escargot.
You love escargot. I could feel you got excited.
I love an escargot.
Maybe that's your debut video, Rach. Maybe that's the route.
I don't. I've never cooked it for myself.
Mm.
I don't think you could probably. You probably can't get it delivered. That'd be a weird thing.
I don't know that I like escargot is very rare in the U.S. Like, where who has yeah. it right? Like, where do I go if I want escargot right now?
A French
no
restaurant.
No idea. Got to find a French restaurant.
Yeah,
that's it.
I mean, I've had it at...
But even the ones I'm thinking of, I don't know if they have escargot. Mm. I mean, I'm sure if I found, like, a fancy one, there'd be something, but...
There's this one at this restaurant in my neighborhood that's got, like, a Pernod onion butter sauce. Oh, I want it. Okay, sorry.
Rachel, you need to make a career out of this. It brings you joy. Like, why not? I think it's time.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the world of naked eating, ASMR / mukbang. Wow, like it's just like I'm seeing dollar signs everywhere, you know? Yeah, like, I'm like, is this a sign?
I think it
is. Is this what I should be doing?
I think you should think about it. I think there's nothing wrong with that. If it brings you joy, okay, yeah. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Last one for me. Different tone on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Toast and masturbation.
That's a big night. Is it? You know what that is? A big night.
Is it a big night or is it like a fucking sad morning? Like, I feel like toast and masturbation isn't mukbang. It's like, I have to rush out the door, so I'm multitasking,
yeah,
and I'm just eating
toast.
Like dry fucking toast and diddling myself so that I don't blow up at someone when I get to the office.
Oh my God. Funny.
Big night versus a sad morning. I love it.
Okay, last one from me.
Okay.
Mukbang in a marble red.
Wait, mukbang in a Marlboro red or marble red?
Marlboro.
Which is apparently the hardest word. Marlboro. Why do they make the brand so hard to pronounce? It's been decades and still hard to say.
You just say it. You say Marlboro Red or Marlboro Light.
Marlboro. You say Marlboro. Yeah, just leave the L. Marlboro. Out. But when I slow it down and try to do it good, it gets
worse.
Don't do it.
You'll think you're having a stroke.
A Marlboro Red is also a bold choice. That's a strong cigarette.
Cowboy killer, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we called them in high school.
Oh. Tight.
Get a pack of cowboy killers. That's the only thing I smoke, babe. Marlboro Reds.
Man, you sound cool in high school. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah. Spoiler, I wasn't.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So the first video we're going to talk about is from Naomi Hub. It's in Korean, but we translated it because Google can do that. Submissive glasses, big butt Korean woman, and cream pie facial gonzo. After a Korean food date, flirting at her home, bukkake facial cum shot to a Korean beauty who becomes horny. Korean slash beauty slash mukbang slash big tits slash uncensored. Long title.
Also definitely censored.
Definitely censored.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's talk about this video in the context of the genre.
Uh-huh.
As well as porn, because that's what we specialize in.
Right.
So we start on a date. We're just out and we're eating. We're teasing.
At a Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
They get a beer. They're ordering. It's all POV.
Mm-hmm.
She's in her little schoolgirl outfit.
Of course.
And they get some Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
And they get like a dessert and we see her eating some food.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cute. I wish that I had captions so I could know what's going on.
Yeah, or subtitles. I did try to listen with like Google Translate and it was very quiet, this video. That was like one of the challenges. Yeah. The sound was incredibly muted.
I said captions and
muted.
You said or subtitles. Yeah,
I
sure.
Didn't, actually, that was just my brain farting. I didn't mean subtitles. I meant or like translations through Google Translate. Like, because we can hear them, like, or just fucking speaking.
Yeah.
The language. We're off to a great start on this video. This is going well. Also, can we talk about the pile of, is it a dessert? What is the pile of brown that
dessert.
She eats?
I think it's dessert. And because she like pours like a little sauce on it and then she eats it and she's like, mmm.
It looked to me like a giant pile of nachos without the nachos, but all of it, the rest of it. Like, it looked like a pile of beans, but then
I know,
she opens it and there's like a white substance inside.
It looked dry.
I don't know what it was. I'm very
curious. It looked like a pile of toasted coconut.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, that looked like one of the ingredients for sure. We may never know. It was also just like a little tough to see in the like lighting of the date night.
And then we go food shopping, which is a big thing in mukbang. You know,
yes, exactly.
Go to the supermarket or whatever and be like, this is what we're going to eat. You know, like, so exciting.
Yeah, this is the part where it feels like it's leaning into the mukbang genre of like, going to show you this, going to pick this out, going to show you this. Like, it has the shopping haul aspect of mukbang.
I was stoked on this part. I was like, yeah, give me more of this. Like, I want to see what supermarkets look like in Korea. Like, this is exciting.
It was a very cute supermarket, and I loved the way the, like, the noodles and the chips just, like, went up into the wall. Like, the shelves they had that, like, arched up over the ceiling. Anyway, like, gorgeous architecture in this supermarket.
And then we get a very creative shot. She goes home, and she puts the stuff in the fridge, and the camera's in the fridge, so we're, like, POV is, like, a snack.
Now we're the snack, you see.
Now we are the snack. And then we go to, like, sitting on the floor, like, watching some TV, and she's, like, eating her snacks.
Important detail that the fridge is, like, a mini fridge.
Yes,
tiny. So we're getting the snack POV from inside the fridge. But then we come around, and we're just looking at her ass while she, like, splays her legs out in a sort of awkward position. But it's basically, you know, just like, oh, there's the ass. Like, this is going to be porny soon.
Right.
And then I feel like the whole video takes on, like, an ignoring, like, tone, where, like, suddenly she's watching TV. She's got her snacks open, not really eating a lot, but she's sort of just like casually noshing.
Yeah.
And then our man, whose POV we've been in for most of this, starts smacking her ass and like...
Yeah, takes her panties off.
Yeah.
It's censored. And he's like, you know, like working her vulva and like trying,
getting pixelated genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Although, did you clock that we fully see dick without the pixelation at one point?
Oh, do we?
Yeah, so like,
oh, I missed that.
We'll skip ahead a little. There's like fingering, and then they just start fucking. And then he's fucking her on this like chair, from behind, like doggy style. And at one point, he pulls out, and you can just like see his dick. Like, she's still pixelated, but like his dick is not. What it kind of made me think is that the pixelation was a choice based on the genre as opposed to, like, an actual response to censorship law.
Oh, yeah. No, she says, like, for the uncensored version, go to my OnlyFans.
Yeah, like, it exists, and I think she puts the pixelation on it to lean into what we expect from Asian porn. Do you know what
I
mean?
And I also think there, I mean, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, there's probably, like, a reason for the popularity of mukbang is because there is so much censorship on porn in Asian countries.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like the next best thing, kind of.
Right, that it also gives like some sort of like, you know, satisfying.
Yeah, it's like intimacy. Need. It's kind of like got some like grotesque aspects to it. You
the
know,
moaning,
like,
the slurping, the, you know.
Yeah. The bukkake of it.
Yes, exactly. People get creative. It's pretty quiet sex, you know. It's not like super exciting. And then he comes on her face.
Yeah.
It doesn't really ever get to be exciting mukbang or exciting porn.
Yeah. There is a lot of cum, which does feel somehow
and she plays
appropriate
with it
to the genre. She plays with it too. We also get like pixelated cum. Like, he comes in her and then later he comes on her face.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a long shoot, you know? We're eating and fucking a bunch.
Yeah, we're replenishing our fluids.
But it's sort of like tracks that like
there'd
just be a lot of jizz and we'd spend some time with it and do some cum eating and stuff at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were moments of it that I liked. I wish that it had been just a little bit more of one or the other, you know?
Yeah, it had a little bit of that affliction of being a genre blend that is neither one or the other and not its own thing either, you know?
Like,
it was kind of just a mellow vid, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think actually like a traditional mukbang video like might be a little bit more porny.
Yeah, I almost like this. Some of the like YouTubers might have more sexually charged videos.
Like, I watched some of them like sucking on a crab, you know.
Yeah, and we've talked about on other episodes too. Sometimes the tension of the thing not happening is hotter,
more exciting.
And this one just cuts right to the sex, you know.
Very true.
So we kind of skip over that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But fascinating, like definitely like an interesting thing to watch, and she's a beautiful performer, so I can understand the appeal. And I was watching this just very like, like, what is my, like, what am I looking for here? And I don't quite feel like we got it.
Right.
But that's not to say that this isn't for somebody, you know?
Right.
She's hot.
Very true.
If you want to see somebody like delicately eat some chips and then just get bent over a chair, like
this,
we got that for you.
What are you looking for? Netflix and chill vibes, you know?
It does have Netflix and chill vibes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's soft, you know, it's gentle on you. It's not a very climactic or like intense video, but it's kind of sweet, you know?
Should we go to Agatha's mukbang breast?
Yeah, let's talk about the least sweet video I've ever seen.
This video.
This is a champion nutso vid. Like, this is unseating a lot of the insane porn that we have watched over the course of 200 plus episodes.
And this video was so insane.
Rachel's already like crying, laughing. Cannot handle it.
Okay. So where do I even begin? So like Abigail's like, I'm here for, she's like doing a little like two camera. She has cooked the breast of a girl.
Uh-huh. Girl breast.
Which is, she's like improvising all of these lines. And she's it's always better when you cauter yourself.
Like, yeah, nothing like fresh woman meat, like catching a fresh fish. Like there's nothing better.
Right.
This video suffers from something we talk about a lot, which is
feeling the need to
The need to constantly talk. Just like unwritten chaos monologue.
Yeah.
And this one happens to be about cannibalism. Like she's just being edgy and talking about like eating.
She ate her neighbor, who was named was Sharon.
Uh-huh.
And Sharon was supposed to watch her cat. And I wrote, of course, this woman has a cat.
Yes.
And then my cat told me that she didn't do a good job. And yes, I speak to my cat. And no, I'm not crazy.
I was like, she couldn't have just killed your cat. Like, it couldn't be that, like, she didn't feed my cat and my cat died, so I'm eating her.
But
like,
no, the cat
It had to be like, no, the cat spoke to me. Like, the story here is so bonkers. Right, also, by the way, Sharon definitely becomes Shannon at one point.
Yeah,
like, she mixes up the names of her neighbor.
Then she's like talking about
loose threads.
Right. She's talking about how she hung her upside down, she slit her throat, whatever, whatever. And then she's talking about like her briskets. And she's also eating something during this.
Yeah.
But so it's obviously
we should so she's talking we're leaving out a key detail here, which is that I'm realizing it too, that like we have the visuals and the added insanity of this, but our listeners need to know. So what she has in front of her for most of this video on a fucking plate is a silicone tit. A fucking...
It's like one of the things that you
fake
put...
Fake tit.
Like when you want to have like a fake... It's like a breast.
It's like a chicken cutlet, but with a nipple included.
Yes.
Like we call them chicken cutlets when you put in like a silicone like tit liner in
that
your dress.
That has a nipple too.
But this one is like a full tit with a nipple.
Right. Like you're like stuffing.
Yes. And she's put like... red detailing on the edges of it, so it gives the effect of blood and or that she's like grilled it to a crisp.
Yeah.
So like,
it's also got some romaine lettuce around it. Like,
yeah, the presentation is there, if not that great.
Right.
Like there's a huge commitment to production on this. It feels like a psycho video that someone brings into your like acting class. Where you're
100%.
Like, uh-oh, like Agatha's not okay.
Yeah.
You know? It's like
it was Agatha all along.
She just rambles and rambles. She also, like, at one point, she's drinking wine.
Yes.
And she's like, I have a nice Chateau de Cannes 2012 wine, white wine. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have that? Okay. Because that's definitely a thing.
She talks about, like, her briskets, her pussy juices dribbling on the pan.
And then she does a whole like monologue section where she talks about why women are good to eat. Like we're very well marbled. It gets kind of misogynistic where she's like.
She also gets fully nude while
she's
eating.
Strips at some point and is like, wouldn't you want to eat these breasts? And she's eating a fake breast, which is interesting logic. She goes down the rabbit hole of being like, maybe you want to take me home and eat me, you know, like.
Now, it's like a good thing. We don't really know.
I mean, Armie Hammer is very grateful, but I don't know who else this video is for. And then we finish this fucking thing.
Yes.
With her grilling the breast.
Yes, we like, see how she did it.
3 minutes of her being like, and then just like throws some spices on it. They clump on one side of the tit.
Right.
And then hit the pan.
Well, it's not
we
even on.
We get fake smoke. Yeah, we get
fake smoke and fake sizzling.
Grilling sounds.
Yes.
And then she's kind of poking it and like talking about
and she's like, grilling this breast. It's almost ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was psychotic. Like, there's no other
psychotic
word for it.
Yeah. Another detail, too, is that earlier she's like, all right, time to eat this breast. And we, like, cut away and then come back to her eating, I think ham.
She's made something.
Honey baked ham and has that on her fork that theoretically she like cut off of the silicone tit.
Yeah.
I mean, Agatha,
God
the
bless
gift
her.
That is this video, mm-hmm. like just when I think I've seen everything the internet has to offer.
Right.
Fucking this pops up. Mm-hmm. I guess it's technically mukbang because we are eating and we are definitely giving a broadcast.
So there's that.
But very little eating because it's mostly fake.
and not really porn. She gets naked. But I mean, it provided me entertainment. I will say that.
Yes.
So props to Agatha for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for entertaining me for, 10, 15 minutes. But yeah, what an absolutely bonkers video.
Yeah. It's going to take me a while to recover from this one.
It's fucking... All I could think about was like when I was watching this, I was like, who is this for?
Yeah.
Who is this for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's for people like us who find weird shit on the fucking internet. On like porn sites and are like, well, we got to talk about this.
We got to talk about this. Have you seen this?
Like send it to their friends, you know, like the shock value of it is clearly like the main selling point.
Yeah.
And the weirdness of it. But I don't know that my life is enriched for it, but I don't have any regrets, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, same.
It's going to be a great story at a party someday.
For sure.
People are like, what's the weirdest thing you've seen on your porn podcast? I'll be like, it wasn't really porn, but a woman ate a fake breast
and she cooked
pretended to be a cannibal.
Yeah.
And then she cooked the fucking thing using fake smoke and fake sizzling sounds.
Really wild.
The commitment, you know?
Well, are either of these going into your spank bank?
No.
No.
Sadly not.
Me neither.
I don't think that mukbang was going to succeed with me to begin with.
Yeah. I had hopes.
Yeah, I had hopes of like, you know, getting that little taste of why something's hot, like that little tingle, you know?
Yeah.
But I can't say that, like we really succeeded. And maybe that's on us, you know? Like maybe there's still a mukbang video out there that like better exemplifies the genre and the appeal of the sex food intersection for these purposes. But I think I'm also okay just knowing that I'm not a mukbang person. And I like food and I like sex and they don't have to necessarily be together.
And hey, listeners, if you do know someone who does make this kind of content, like send it to us.
Who's incredible. Yeah.
We'd love to know.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern, on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on our website, girlsonporn.com, and most importantly, at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and tag your Instagram handle, we will tag you on our Instagram, thanking you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.